Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Episodes discuss emotional, physical, and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Dark Dynasties, the podcast where we focus on different rich and powerful families who have ultimately exposed themselves to be corrupt, messed up, and, well, very dark.
This episode, we'll be talking about maybe the most famous family ever, the royal family.
As in the Windsors.
We've seen their ups and downs, victories and defeats, and scandals.
A lot of scandals. I'm Sid.
And I'm Olivia. And this episode is about the British royal family's corruption, affairs, and scandals.
You're listening to Dark Dynasties.
The royal family and relationship drama, they go together like peanut butter and chocolate, right?
Yeah, they go together in a lot of different ways. We're going to be going into all of the specific relationship drama.
Yeah, we're going to be getting into a lot of funny specifics and relationship drama.
Last episode, we talked about the family's relationship to Nazis, and yeah, there was a lot of stuff there.
There was a lot of stuff there.
But first, we do want to acknowledge the more international scandals surrounding this family, like apartheid, colonialism, war crimes, and just in general, a horrifying list of atrocities as colonizers.
Well, this podcast episode will be more specifically focused on more of their personal scandals. Obviously, there are scandals that have affected their nation as well as other nations that everyone in charge should be held accountable for. So just that's our little disclaimer.
Yeah.
If you're talking about some silly things here and there and you're like, guys, what about all of the actual really
apartheid
what about
and bad
apartheid?
Stuff?
Yeah, no, that is
that's you're
so valid.
You're
so valid.
When you think of royal family relationship drama, do you just think of Charles and Camilla?
I do. That's usually the first thing I think.
Yeah. So just a quick
Yeah, let's do a
summary.
Quick recap. I feel like there's certain people, many people in the world do know, but I think there's a group of people in the world that don't know what Tampon Gate is.
Yeah, Charles was cheating on his wife at the time.
A wonderful Lady Di.
Yeah, we love Di.
Love Diana. Charles apparently loved her less than we do.
Yeah.
We love her. He was not feeling it.
And the queen knew.
Oh, yeah.
People were pretty aware.
And so he's cheating with another woman who is married, Camilla. During this whole scandal that broke down that showed, you know, oh, he's cheating on Diana with Camilla, there were recorded phone calls between Charles and Camilla.
Referred to as Tampon Gate.
Right. So they're having these sexy conversations, and it's all being recorded.
Like, ooh, I wish I were next to you.
Yeah, I wish. Like, they're like, oh, I want to go up and down and in and out of you. Like, it's like all very that. And she's like,
interesting.
Oh. But at a certain point, he says, you know, like, ugh. Gosh, and this is all paraphrasing, but he says, like, gosh, I wish I could just live in your trousers because wouldn't that be easier?
God, that's not something I would ever wish.
No, I would never wish anyone – I mean, I don't even really like wearing pants
because
I think they're constricting already. If there was a full adult man inside a pair of pants
I
was wearing
to wear.
And lived there, I would just – only wear dresses.
So this man, in a sexy way, says, God, I wish I lived inside your pants.
Yeah, and she's like, ooh, what if you were, you know, reincarnated into a pair of my underwear? Like, what if you came back as a pair of my underwear? And then he says,
oh, God.
Or what if I was a Tampax? Just my luck, right? Ha-ha. What if I was a Tampax?
This is really frightening.
Now, that obviously, it was not meant to be shared with the world.
No.
It was meant to be private.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're having a dirty talk session with someone, you try something out and it does not work. And that sucks when that is then recorded and shown to the entire world.
Yeah,
but
let the guy cheat on his wife in peace.
Yeah,
let
the terrible guy cheat on his nice wife in peace. But that Tampax reference, him being like, I want to be your tampon, Loki, was the piece of gold that no one could let go of in the media. That's crazy. If you say that and you're royalty, they're never going to let that go. So hence the name
Tampon Gate. Yeah, it was one of those things where he thought he was being sexy, and then at some point, it wasn't.
It just took a hard left into that's not sexy anymore. And, you know, I think that happens sometimes.
So that leads us into a segment called
It's Sexy Until It Isn't. We're going to share some pickup lines that start off as sexy and then veer into hard tampon gate territory by not being sexy at all. Okay, I'll go first.
Go for it.
Okay. God, your ass is so perfect. I just want to be your diapy.
Yeah, I would say that.
That is hard left.
I'm going to give the first part a 10.
Great.
First sentence a 10. Second sentence, I'm going to give a 3.
Okay, amazing.
Here's one. How about this? Your face is so pretty. I wish I could cut it off and wear it on my face.
Yeah, that's just goes straight to
Army. Are you sure? Are you sure you don't like it?
Okay.
God, I thought this was the day I'd win you over.
What about like, oh, I can't stop thinking about your body or the fact that I'm going to go to Chili's later.
I actually give that whole thing a 10.
Okay. I mean, that would just be someone being honest about their thoughts.
Yeah. I think it's important for there to be a level of honesty.
It's someone sharing their excitement to go to Chili's later on top of their dirty talk.
And, you know, I'm excited for them because the quesadilla explosion salad is fantastic.
Quesadilla explosion salad is the least sexy phrase I've ever fucking heard in my entire
life. I
know.
Well, the food also kind of within it, like the menu item sounds like what it's going to give you
later. Yeah. It sounds like it's going to give you a quesadilla explosion.
Explosive diarrhea.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
All right. So,
wow, I can't believe we said the words explosive diarrhea in the sexy segment.
Yeah, give me another sexy pickup line, Sid.
I love your lips.
Ooh.
I wish I was your cold sore.
Oh yeah, no, that did it for me.
Did it do
that
it?
That was great.
That did
was
that
perfect.
Give you a lady erection?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, how about
perfect.
This?
Yeah.
Ooh, your breasts are so huge. Now I must check them for lumps.
I think that's actually great.
Okay, well, you like mine too much. You like all my pitches too much. They're supposed to be awful. You're finding so many positives.
Because that's amazing because, you know, people should help each other out and check for, you
that's
know.
That's true. It's not sexy, but it is helpful.
It's helpful and it's good.
And sometimes that's more important, being helpful than being sexy.
Okay, how about this?
Uh-huh.
Your hair is so sexy. I want to make a teddy bear out of it and fuck it until I die.
A 10 out of 10. There's nothing wrong
with
that
one. Thank
you. Okay, perfect. And that was a segment called
It's Sexy Until It Isn't.
Sponsored by the Quesadilla Explosion Salad. It's an explosion.
It's an explosion that'll give you an explosion later.
Oh, boy.
Kill me.
But don't let Tampon Gate distract you from everything else.
Yeah,
we've got
a lot of weird scandals. We've got some cradle-robbing gardeners. Cradle-robbing a gardener.
That's cradle-robbing a gardener?
Yeah, when a gardener's in a cradle and you rob that cradle.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got a bunch. We've got sex tours. We've got a lot of stuff.
Here's something that's not really cute.
Oh, here's a throwback scandal.
Yeah, this is a good throwback scandal.
This is one of the earliest scandals we'll be talking about on this specific episode.
Yeah, last episode we talked about George V. I'm sure you guys remember.
He's the guy who was like, I never wanted to be king. I am best friends with my cousin Nicholas, and I am going to let him die and be killed by the Bolsheviks because I'm not going to let him into England because I don't want to seem pro-Germany.
Yeah, he was the king. He had a lot of kids. He had, like, I think six kids.
He had six kids with his dead brother's fiance.
Yeah, you know
how that goes.
But one of the kids—
was Prince Edward, a Nazi.
Sure.
Just throwing that in there again. That's sure. all last episode.
And one of the kids will probably be somebody you haven't really heard of.
Right, right, right.
And that person is Prince John.
Right, Prince John.
So when Prince John was 11 years old, he was moved from his home and effectively vanished from the public eye. No one saw him ever again.
No one saw, and you might be going like, Prince John, that's interesting. I don't really know a bunch of royal figures with the name John.
And it's because they're—
It's because of this Prince John.
Yeah, so—
Well, it's not because of him. It's because of his family sucking.
Basically, all of these names have been reused since, for example—
Albert, like, Edward, Mary, Henry, George.
But John stopped here. This was the last John in this lineage. He suffered from epilepsy, and a lot of historians believe that he also had autism or was on the autism spectrum, and his family decided to hide him. Apparently, at that time, a lot of people who had disabilities were just—
Hidden in farmhouses?
Being hidden and not being put in the public eye.
Really bad. Really bad. And I'm sure not being in any way, shape, or form taken care of like a human being. Like,
well, definitely not being given the resources they probably needed they could definitely afford.
Yeah.
So they said—
Even more fucked.
I know.
Like, they could afford to help them and, like, give them all their resources. And instead they're like, no, I'm actually just going to banish you from
the
family.
Yeah, no, you're embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
So the family sent him to live on a farm with a nanny. So while I will say that John's mother, Mary, was concerned and I guess invited children to play at the farm so that he could, you know, meet children and stuff like that.
Maybe tried to an extent.
Yeah, tried to some extent, but it just wasn't how you raise a kid.
It wasn't enough of an extent.
No, not okay at all. And so he lives on this farm with this nanny, and this wasn't an uncommon thing to do with a person who had a disability, which is insane. It was pretty cruel, and he was never seen in public again. So John is not featured in any of George's official biographies.
And Edward basically, in letters, really criticized the way that George treated John. Edward was John's brother, his oldest brother, and he heavily criticized the way that George treated him. No one really knows the exact details, but that was kind of the point.
Yeah, and I think that, a lot of historians have speculated that the treatment of John by George was probably influenced by the treatment of George's father to George.
You absolutely.
Know, he had an absent father who was not great to him, and that just kind of goes—
It cycles.
Yeah, it's in cycles. Like, every other episode of this podcast, we talk about how dynasties work in cycles, and there are all of these really strange recurring bits.
Worst part of the Prince John story is Prince John actually died of an epileptic seizure when he was 13.
Ugh, yeah.
But his mom, like, kind of came out and said, like, a totally different story.
Yeah, I guess his mom had said something along the lines of, you know, he passed in his sleep and, you know, God took him back and it was really peaceful. He wasn't in pain. And
that does not sound—
This could be my own, not totally understanding of what an epileptic seizure is, but I would call that probably painful and bad and not in your sleep.
I would say that it's definitely bad.
Yeah, I don't think those statements totally match up.
Yeah, basically what we're learning here is just to always be pouring one out for Prince John. Rest in peace, Prince John. Sorry.
And the BBC actually made a drama called The Lost Prince, and it's about John. So I'm going to be watching that.
I'm going to go check that out. That's crazy.
If you guys want to watch that, let us know what you think. I haven't seen it yet, but sounds pretty cool.
And then, of course, just going down some family tree lineage to show how we're going to get to the Queen really quickly. George's other son, Edward, the one who was a Nazi on the bad side, but then on the good side was like, hey, don't treat my little brother like that. So that's one good thing that guy did, and everything else he did was bad.
I guess.
So he became king later, then abdicated the throne so he could marry his mistress, who was also a Nazi, but she was an American and a divorcee, and it ended up being weird, and he just kind of devoted his life to bad Nazi stuff. So his younger brother, because he abdicated the throne, his younger brother became King George VI, and his daughter was Queen Elizabeth. So now we're here. Now
here
we've
we
gotten
go.
Here.
Yeah. So we know Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah. And while Queen Elizabeth was doing her 70 years of reign and all of her colonizing stuff that she did,
her sister, was getting up to her own stuff. This was Princess Margaret.
Yeah, Princess Margaret. You know, here's something funny. This is just a little my opinion thing. Everyone says that Princess Margaret was gorgeous, was glamorous. And it was like when you walked in, when she walked in the room, it was like, oh my God, there she is.
Yeah.
And they also said that Wallace, Wallace Simpson was so ugly.
It's been cited in a lot of like history books that Wallace was not very attractive, which is so funny.
I don't see any of these people as looking any different from one another.
Yeah,
I know it's kind of bad, but like they all just look like early 1900s royalty or like British people. Like they all have the same face to me.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like I don't know if we mentioned this last episode or not, but yeah, they all look the same to me. They all just look like white people. I don't know what to tell you.
But like, I mean, listen, I don't like Wallace because she's a Nazi.
No, of course not. But at the same time,
she's so ugly and
Margaret
is gorgeous. And then looking at pictures and then like they're just both white women with dark hair. I don't know.
It's hard for me to tell too.
So according to the general public, Princess Margaret was just like the absolute hottest shit.
And
everyone was loving it. She was the talk of the town. She was a socialite. She was famous.
Yeah, people loved her.
She was married to a photographer, Anthony Armstrong Jones. And their marriage was not good. They did not like that.
Yeah, Margaret would eventually divorce her husband, which was obviously its own massive scandal. We know the royals don't love divorce.
The queen's sister getting a divorce.
Yeah, but before they'd made it official, they were seeing other people.
Right. And one of the main people that Margaret was seeing was Roddy Llewellyn.
Yeah.
Now get this shit, okay? Roddy Llewellyn was 17 years younger than Margaret.
Okay.
And he was a gardener who wanted to be a pop star. So
I love
that.
Can
we just
so much
really think about that for a second? Because like,
God, give this guy a TV show.
What were their conversations like? Like, was she being like, God, you know, just stick with me. You're going to be a pop star
one day.
And
he was like, oh, yeah,
a garden.
It's just so crazy to me to think that this guy was a gardener who wanted to be a pop star, who was making sweet, sweet love
to a woman 17 years older than him,
who was married and the queen's sister.
Yes.
This guy's life is
kind of crazy.
This guy's life is a telenovela.
It really is.
Like,
yeah.
This doesn't happen to anyone.
There's too many plot points in this one guy's life.
God, I love it. BBC, pick that up as
a
drama.
Yeah, come on, guys. The real scandal was when a picture of him and Margaret were just like enjoying some sunshine at a beach Villa in 76. There were pictures taken. Everyone was like, whoa, hold on.
And now all of a
sudden,
who's
that gardener who wants to be a pop star? That's not her husband.
And now all of a sudden, the royals are forced to acknowledge the embarrassment of Margaret's separation from her husband.
Yeah.
And they don't want to talk about that.
No,
they want to keep everything prim and proper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what happens when you meet the gardener, and the gardener's younger, and he wants to be a pop star.
Well,
you
here's
just fall
the
in
thing.
Love with him, and your whole family's ashamed.
I really hope that Roddy Llewellyn got his own solo career.
I know. I hope that he at least got one single.
If you found any singles by Roddy Llewellyn.
Yeah, if you guys find any.
A good mixtape.
Yeah, a good mixtape. Roddy Llewellyn.
Throw it our way.
Demo even.
Listen, I would love to hear that. I'd love to hear some lyrics that are like, ooh, you're the queen in my heart, even though you're not the queen to the public.
Yes.
I want it.
Yes. I think that's really good.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, now here's another scandal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's another scandal.
Yeah.
We were told something about sex tours.
Yeah, sex tours.
What's going on with the royal family and sex tours?
Okay, well, let's get into who Sophie is. So Sophie Rhys-Jones is the Countess of Wessex and Forfar.
Yeah, and she is married to Prince Edward, who is Charles's younger brother.
Charles and Camilla, younger brother, Edward, married to this woman, Sophie.
Right. So there are multiple Edwards here.
So there, in 2001, a reporter who pretended to be a potential client of her firm came over and talked to her about, you know, her business and ended up recording the whole conversation in secret. And she just did so much damage by talking.
Like, yeah, I mean, she dished on all of the royals, they really don't love it.
Well, they hate it.
When you do that.
No, they hate it especially.
What are some of the stuff she said?
Okay, so here's some of the things she just said candidly to someone who she's like, we might be doing business together. Let me just share all of this, who, of course, was a reporter recording everything she said. Mm-hmm. She said that Prime Minister Tony Blair was ignorant of the countryside, which was now engulfed by foot and mouth disease.
Wild.
That's a disease. Another thing is that Blair's wife, Cherie, is, quote, even worse. She hates the countryside.
Okay.
So that's got to go over well with the people of the countryside.
She also reportedly commented on Prince Charles' relationship with Camilla, arguing that a marriage would not be possible as long as the Queen Mother was alive.
Ooh. She also said that Conservative Party leader William Hague sounds like a puppet, which I think is kind of a fun, harmless comment. Actually, she said, sounds like a puppet, unfortunately.
Oh, my God. And, you know, she was with her business partner, and her business partner, Murray Harkin, was talking about his sex life and cocaine use and boasting about Sophie's abilities to secure celebrities for different events and stuff. It's really wild.
Yeah. She mentioned that Prince Charles will, quote unquote, always have a go at putting on a wig or doing something silly. That could mean so much.
I feel like I would hope that people would say that about me.
Yeah. She also said she was a lot more intelligent than Princess Diana.
Wow.
Which is
controversial.
Oh, boy. Now, here's some worse stuff.
That's also just so much to say conversation.
So much to say in one conversation with a person you just met. But could it get any worse?
Oh, it sure could. Oh, I believe we mentioned sex tours.
Oh, hell fucking yeah. It could get so much worse. So after all of the dirt that she was spilling on her family, she decided to be like, oh, my God, by the way, let me tell you about all of this weird sex stuff we do.
Yes.
Which is crazy.
Just someone you do not know. So she and her partner offered to procure young men and women for the reporter, depending on his preference.
Yeah, it says the firm can procure, quote unquote, nice boys for clients. The quote was, how young does he like? Does he like Asian boys? And how young? 20, 21, 25, 28.
Oh, God.
At least all of those are above the age of consent.
I can't believe that's where we draw the line here. Like that. We're like, at least.
At least.
We've just been talking about
so many messed up people.
We're like, well.
They also referred to with Prince Edward's sexuality. They said there's no smoke without fire, meaning like – Something else must be going on. And, of course, the craziest and worst thing, that they can arrange sex tours to the Far East. Now, Sid, do you know what a sex tour is?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't.
Sex tours, as in sex tourism, is a thing people do. And this is not an official definition of it. This is just my knowledge of it.
Sure.
It's a thing, like, kind of gross, awful people do, where they go to other countries where – yeah, prostitution is legal, but it's not necessarily, like, necessarily good
for the people.
It's not like –
okay.
It's not an OnlyFans where someone's making all their own, you know,
okay, so it's where the sex worker doesn't necessarily
have the best – no one has the sex worker's best interest in mind.
Right, and the sex worker probably isn't as safe as they could be, and it's not as regulated as it could be.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So – and the point of sex tourism, I guess, is to go to these other countries so that you can have these crazy sexual experiences that you'd probably never be able to have – in a country with more
rules
about sex stuff.
Right.
So it's a lot of gray area, but I'm going to say that none of it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you want to go on a tour mm-hmm. of sex. Mm-hmm. Call a bunch of people who you know want to have sex with you. Set them up in different cities or find people in different cities.
And visit them at a bunch of different Motel 6s.
Go on a big road trip, Motel 6 to Motel 6, and that's your tour of whatever country is you're in.
Yeah.
Like, for example, why don't you just go from, like, Delaware to Oregon to California? Just
that's all one country.
Yeah, it's all one country. But, you can take a tour of the United States of America with people who consensually want to have legal sex with you.
Yeah.
But that's not what they offered. They offered sex tours.
Okay, great. So, you know. Obviously, you know, the palace probably released a statement,
right? Oh, they loved it. They were like, God, we love that.
Released a statement saying that the reported comments were selective, distorted, and in several cases, just flat out untrue.
Oh, they're so distorted. Yeah. Oh, boy.
So the palace officials said that the countess had not insulted the queen mother, or the politicians, and the rumors about her difficulties in marriage and her alleged comments about her husband's sexuality and all this stuff were untrue.
This statement is sponsored by gaslighting.
Yeah. So, and obviously, you know, the palace has no reason to want to cover that up.
No, there'd be no reason. They never cover anything up. They never want to. They never try to cover up horrible, horrible shit.
No.
But yeah, so the recorded conversation was published and all the backlash. And speaking of undercover reporters reporting embarrassing conversations.
Oh, we have more.
Let's check this one out, okay? Sarah Ferguson.
The original Fergie.
Yeah. The Duchess of York.
Mm-hmm.
She told another reporter pretending to be a businessman.
God, that's what everyone does.
This is a theme. And, you know, there's a part of me that goes, oh, that's not morally correct. But then it's like doing that to the extremely rich and powerful maybe is morally correct.
Yeah, I would say that there are probably cases where they find out some things that might actually help other
people. Yeah, that there'd be no way that they could find out otherwise because they have so much power.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sure, I'd say go for it. Go for it, reporters.
I'm not totally against it.
So she had a meeting with this businessman, and she told him, listen, you can access my ex-husband, Prince Andrew, for £500,000.
Okay.
What?
I have so many questions here. Okay, yeah. Access. When you say you can access my ex-husband.
Not in a sex tours way.
No. And that's not what I'm implying. I'm saying if she gets $500,000,
yeah.
You can what? Have lunch with him?
Okay, the thing she said, and it sounded very vague, was like, I can open the door for you to him, and everything you've ever wanted will be there.
Now,
so very vague.
Okay, now the reason she's doing this, because at first I was like, why would she even be doing this? This doesn't really make sense.
I mean, if I was trying to make side cash, my
I would I should, like, do delivery driving.
Yeah, like, I should do Grubhub or, like, maybe I could, like—
I wouldn't think, let me sell meet and greets with my ex.
Right.
But basically the short version of, like, why she was doing this is she had really bad lawyers.
Yeah, terrible
so
lawyers.
So when Princess Diana divorced Charles, she walked away with $20 million.
We love that
which,
for her.
That's, I mean, listen, that's
a little
nice
chunk
amount
of money.
Of
love that for her.
When Fergie divorced Andrew, she got—are you ready?
Yep.
$20,000.
That's very different.
It's a very different number.
It's very different, and while it's more than, let's say, I necessarily have,
sure.
It is less than I think a duchess would be able to really live off of if they didn't massively change their lifestyle. Like,
crazily. At one point after her divorce, Fergie admitted to having almost $4 million in debt.
That's a lot of debt.
Yeah,
I love that we're calling her Fergie, too.
I mean, you know, it's Fergie.
It's Fergie.
If you could make $500,000 by, having someone meet your ex.
And according to the public, she said, like, oh, my ex and I are best friends. We're on such good terms.
I don't believe anything ever.
I don't believe anything. I'm constantly.
I just don't believe when people say we're best friends. When you say my ex and I are best friends,
Something's wrong.
I don't believe
Something's wrong.
If you say my ex and I are still friendly or my ex and I are still friends, I believe you.
My ex and I are co-parenting and we're totally better off as friends.
But we're best friends?
Best friends is
why aren't
you still together if you're actually best friends?
I rarely believe it.
Unless one of you, decided they are no longer sexually attracted to, I don't know. I'm getting into like really specific what-ifs.
Sure.
And I don't need to. I don't need to do that.
Oh, I'm really sorry about
this.
I totally forgot. I got a sponsor for this episode.
Oh, do we have to do a commercial?
Yeah, we have to do a commercial. Sorry, guys.
Oh, okay. No,
we hate
right.
to do this for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no, sorry.
Okay, so a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Have I got a deal for you?
My ex, Norm Cladswash, is 43, 5'8", and almost always on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
And you, yes you, can hang out with him today for a whole $20 for me.
Norm and I dated for 12 years, and he was a genuinely bad person, but for 20 whole dollars for me, you can make your own opinion of him.
It's a great gift for the holidays.
Play golf with Norm.
Tell Norm about your childhood trauma.
Cuddle Norm into the night.
Chase Norm down the street.
Insult Norm's cooking.
Go to the fucking Ren Fair with Norm. See if I care.
All of this is just $20.
I'm in need of $20. And for an extra $5, I'll even send you a picture of Norm that I took this morning while hiding behind his neighbor's car.
So go ahead.
Take my ex for a day. No returns or exchanges allowed.
This message is sponsored by me, Norm Cladswash's ex. Norm Cladswash does not endorse this commercial because he does not know about it. And that was a word from our sponsors.
Yeah, thank you so much for buying ad space. We need $20 too,
yeah,
so we appreciate it.
You know, that ad space actually cost $20.
Yeah, $20.
She's spending money to make money.
Yeah, she's spending the money so that I can give it back to her so I can hang out with her ex.
Oh, did you already sign up?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I'm loving that for you. Yeah.
Well, I need somebody to come to my art show.
Well, are you going to chase him down the street or go to the Ren Fair with him?
Yeah, I'm going
to
do all of it. I got a whole day.
Absolutely loving that.
Okay, so here's the thing. Fergie's ex.
Right.
Why do you want to spend time with that guy?
What a good question. Who in their right mind would actually like to spend time with the one and only Prince Andrew?
Yeah, let's talk about Prince Andrew for a second.
Okay, first off, isn't there like a whole thing where he's like, I don't sweat. I never sweat.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a lie. We all sweat.
Yeah, we all sweat. And if you don't sweat—
Unless you're my Pilates teacher.
Or the woman from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City who got all her scent glands removed.
Yes.
And was hated being in the hospital.
Yes, I think that was Mary.
She said it
or
smells
Jen
like
Shaw,
hospital
but
in
it doesn't
here.
Matter.
I think it was one of them. But yeah. So I'll say the average bear sweats. The average person,
yeah, I would
the
say
average
the
man,
average
the
bear.
Average human being sweats.
But Prince Andrew does a lot more than just sweating.
He's a sex criminal.
So there are a lot of, I don't know, if you guys look into all the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. So Jeffrey Epstein, you know him. He is a pedophile.
Bad dude.
Bad guy.
Owns a pedophile island.
Yeah, he had a big pedophile island.
Yeah.
And he is—
Just the worst.
Well, he was just the worst. Yeah, he's dead now.
He's super dead. Fine with that.
And, yep, we don't like him.
No, don't like anyone who hurts kids.
No.
No.
So Jeffrey Epstein was introduced to Prince Andrew by Jeffrey Epstein's ex-girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, who's also in trouble for pedophilia and all that stuff.
Doing bad stuff to kids, which if you are friends with both of them, if you're close with both of them.
I would say turn this off.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, if your friends are close with both of them, I would say you've got to know what's going on.
I thought you were saying if you're listening to this.
Oh, if you're listening to this, yeah.
And
no.
You're friends with them, you're
then
not going to want to
listen. Get the fuck away from me. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to be anywhere near you if you know them.
If you support Jeffrey Epstein.
No, get the fuck away.
I don't care about you at all.
No, get away from me. Yeah.
So Jeffrey Epstein is friends with Prince Andrew, although, Prince Andrew says he and Epstein were not that close.
Yeah.
But the pair attended several private dinners, parties, and fundraisers together, including a birthday party the prince threw for Maxwell. They were always together.
They were friends. So how about that? So how about they were friends? That's a lie.
The same year, Epstein and the prince partied with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, wow. That is a sentence that means so much now.
Yeah, like, his residence in Palm Beach, Florida.
10 years ago, the sentence Jeffrey Epstein partied and the prince partied with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago doesn't mean as much as it means in this day and age. Yeah. That's like so many buzzwords.
And then the following year, Andrew and Epstein went on holiday together and were pictured on a yacht. They were surrounded by topless young women.
And they were in Phuket, Thailand.
Yeah.
And once again, we were just talking about sex tourism.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fucking thing in Thailand.
Yeah. So,
The Times of London reported that the prince's holiday was paid for by Epstein.
Yeah.
So, it's just—
You want to hear something even grosser?
Oh. I mean, I don't, but I'm going to.
Epstein attended an 18th birthday party for Andrew's
already.
Daughter.
I hate it already.
For Andrew's daughter, Princess Beatrice.
I hate that.
At Windsor Castle in 2006, 2 months after he had been issued an arrest warrant for sexual assault of a minor. And the prince said he was unaware of the warrant. And that Epstein just attended as Maxwell's guest.
What a weird thing that he's like, no. I'm actually mostly friends with Maxwell. Like,
yeah, she's not innocent either.
No. She's that's totally fucking crazy.
So we've got all of this weird stuff about Prince Andrew,
I'm sure there's so much more that you can go look up yourself as well.
Oh my god! And you can pay to hang out with him.
Oh yeah, you can pay the cheap price of £500,000
to hang out with this guy who might have been a pedophile.
Now, why? When she says we could open all the doors that you've ever wanted, mm-hmm. What doors could those be?
Oh,
could
God.
They be some bad doors? Maybe.
I would go with probably, yeah.
I would say there's some bad doors within the doors she's referencing.
So it's so funny because, you know, obviously there are these international scandals that have, like, really, really tormented a lot of people.
Yeah.
But even within their own family,
oh, yeah.
There are such insane personal scandals.
Yeah.
It's like – it's a lose-lose to be a part of this family.
No. Being in this family, it's something about being born into, like, a dynasty where you are handed all of this fame and power and
money,
it just breaks your brain. Like, your brain stops being a normal human brain.
Yeah, and I mean, I think another thing we've learned mm-hmm. from all of these families is that when you're taught that you don't have to play by the rules, you don't.
Yeah, you don't play by the rules to such an extent where you get more and more reckless about the way you don't play by the rules until you have consequences. And then all of a sudden you're like, what consequences?
Yeah, and often as you go further and further into the past generations, you just see more and more stuff popping up.
And it's usually the same story over and over and over again with each family, which is just crazy. Like seeing just the same pattern repeated from generation to generation. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's insane. If you guys have some interesting tidbits about the royal family, some interesting personal scandals that you would like to touch on, make sure you let us know. Leave a comment.
Yeah.
Send us a message.
And if there's any other dark dynasties you guys want to see us jump into and talk about, also let us know because we are here to expose the weird secrets of the rich and powerful.
Yeah. So until next time, I'm Sid.
I'm Olivia.
And thank you for listening to Dark Dynasties.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.